Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air and on the road. We're at Laurel, Mississippi today at Peak Physical Therapy. They're having their grand opening here on this Highway 15, I think. Lots of great food, lots of great people here. We're looking forward to spending some time with these wonderful folks here, and really appreciate them inviting the Eagle Hour down here for the re-grand opening of Peak Physical Therapy. We'll be talking a lot about this great facility here in the next hour. Also, Patrick McGee, sports editor of the Times-Picayune, is going to join us to give us our Friday update. Dima always wants to hear about Spencer Rattler. That gets his weekend going.
That does not.
Who are they losing to this weekend?
The Seahawks. Okay. And then they will definitely lose to the Bills next week.
Yeah, that's going to be ugly. So we'll talk to Patrick a little later in the show. But right now we've got the Southern Miss football on our mind. Matt Bellinson comes to us from Ruston, Louisiana. He covers Louisiana Tech for a living. We're very glad to have him on the show. And Matt, thanks a lot. Those of us here in Hattiesburg at Laurel believe we're going to be in store for a really competitive game tomorrow night, and that Louisiana Tech presents a real challenge for the Golden Eagles. Tell us what to expect from the Bulldogs.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I think first and foremost, you can expect really good defense from the Bulldogs. You know, they're coming off a top 25 defensive performance. You know, last year, you know, finished 12th in the country in total defense. You know, top 25 in the country in red zone defense. I think the question coming into the year was, you lose Jeremiah Johnson, your defensive coordinator at Coastal Carolina, a lot of your position coaches to Coastal. You lose pretty much your entire defensive line to the portal. You know, was this defense going to be able to match, you know, its consistency in production? Through three games so far, they certainly have done that. You know, they're top, five in the country in interceptions, top five in the country in takeaways. Really good against the run so far. I think they're holding opponents to like 13 points per game. So defensively, they picked up right where they left off. I would definitely expect, if Louisiana Tech is going to win this game against Southern Miss, they're going to have to contain Braylon Braxton. This defense is going to have to find ways to create takeaways. And so far, they have a takeaway in every single game. So you would definitely expect them to, this Saturday. And so I think this defense has a lot of playmakers at all three levels, and I definitely would expect that this defense is going to, come up and make a lot of plays this weekend, because I think they recognize that this is an opportunity for them, to not only, win against a hated rival, but I think also prove that they can continue this hot start.
Matt, obviously Louisiana Tech, they run that 3-3-5 defense. What about that defense sets it apart from other defenses that Southern Miss fans might be accustomed to seeing on the field?
Yeah, I think it obviously starts with the linebackers. This defensive coordinator, Luke Olson, coming in from Jacksonville State, he deploys them in a lot of different ways, and I think they take a lot of things away underneath. I think that's frankly what you've seen through Southern Miss, so far offensively. Is certainly Braylon can threaten downfield. He can complete all the throws, but it seems like offensively they do a lot of their damage early on, kind of getting, easy completions, around the line of scrimmage, within 10 yards, and so I definitely would expect that this linebacking core, a lot of the secondary, they're going to be playing up quite a bit. I think they're going to take away a lot of easy completions early on. And I think this defense overall, they're just very aggressive. They bring a lot of pressure from a lot of different looks. At times defensive backs, they're going to be asked to play man coverage, or they're just going to come in, on some blitzes that you're not really expecting. And so I think just overall, there's a lot of different pressure looks. There's also just a lot of different coverage options that I think Louisiana Tech can go to. And so, again, Braylon Braxton, he's an experienced quarterback. He's seen a lot of defenses in his time. He's gone up against a 3-3-5 at some point. So I would definitely expect he's not going to be totally overwhelmed by it. But at the same time, for a lot of these Southern Miss guys that either had played at Marshall a year before or at Southern Miss, you're not too familiar with it. So I think the key for Southern Miss is they're going to have to stay patient. They're going to have to maybe, you know, just go slowly down the field. I think for Louisiana Tech, where they found a lot of success defensively is where teams, you know, maybe get a little too ambitious. They like to take shots. They like to kind of pick up chunk yardage. And they certainly can do that at times. But this Louisiana Tech defense can take the ball away. And if you try and get a little too aggressive, they can make you pay for it at times.
Matt, it wasn't long ago that Louisiana Tech fans wanted to sell Sonny Cumbie's house and run him out of town, and now they're back on top of the world. What in the world has happened in a short period of time that has allowed Cumbie to go from the outhouse now to the penthouse again?
Well, I don't know if I would necessarily describe it that way. I think fans are encouraged by the 2-1 start. I think if you looked at their schedule in the preseason, this is basically about where Louisiana Tech was expected to be. I think fans are still, frankly, a little skeptical. You know, obviously, Sonny Cumbie has not had a winning season here at Louisiana Tech in his first 3 years. I think there was a lot of uproar in the offseason to, you know, Louisiana Tech athletic director Ryan Ivey as to why he brought back Sonny Cumbie, you know, with an 11-26 record, no winning season. They hadn't earned their way into a bowl game, you know, just by their own record. So I think there's positive skepticism, I guess, if that's a phrase you can use. I think fans are encouraged by the start. I think they really like to see this defense continue to play at a high level. I think, again, the question is offensively. You know, Sonny Cumbie was brought in here to lead an offensive system of an air raid system. And, you know, now in year four, he's no longer in charge of play calling. He's no longer in charge of the quarterback. So he's just kind of the overseer of the program at this point. So he certainly has taken his hands off the wheel, I think. But I think fans are maybe expecting them to obviously finish off this fast start. And I think if they do that, Sonny Cumbie will certainly be able to continue coaching here. But, you know, if they do not, I think they're going to go into Sun Belt play, you know, next year with a brand new head coach. I mean, you're in year four now. It's time to have a winning season. It's time to prove that you can contend for a conference title. So I think fans are encouraged by the start, but I would not necessarily say that overall the fan base is ready to give him 3 more years or anything like that.
Okay, fair enough. Then that you actually brought up an element of my next question, the fact that the Bulldogs are coming into the Sun Belt next year. I think that adds a really unique element, too, because human beings are human beings, and they want to prove themselves. And I think to a degree, and it might not necessarily be spoken, but I think the Bulldogs feel like they've got a little bit to prove here against a team that's already in the Sun Belt to kind of prove their worth, so to speak.
I think you're exactly right. You know, again, we were all heard the chatter in the offseason when the news became official. I heard it from Marshall fans. I heard it from Southern Miss fans. I heard it from, you know, ULL Lafayette fans, you know, ULM fans of like, oh, why are we bringing Louisiana Tech into the Sun Belt? They've been terrible in football for so long. And like, what do they add to this conference? And, you know, all that sort of noise. And I think, again, Louisiana Tech has not been good in football for a number of years now. You know, it's been a long time since the Skip Holtz era when they were making these consistent bowl games. And so, again, it's one game. You're not necessarily going to quiet all of those doubters with one win potentially. But certainly from a Louisiana Tech standpoint, I think just confidence and I think just maybe kind of sending a message to the Sun Belt Conference would certainly be, you know, on the minds of administrators and coaches. I think from a player's perspective, I don't know how necessarily much it matters. I know that they obviously want to win. They want to beat a hated rival at home. They want to protect their home field. So I think from a player standpoint, I think they're just concerned about winning in general. I think from an administration standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, they heard the chatter, you know, and I think they understand that being Southern Miss, you know, for the first time in 4 years, I think it would just be a great opportunity for this program to say, you know what, we can compete against Sun Belt competition. We can compete against a program that has a lot of momentum right now in Southern Miss. And so I think, again, from your perspective, like what you brought up, I think going into the Sun Belt play with a win like this, having that confidence, and obviously, again, they have a whole season to play out. We'll see how they finish overall. But I think beating, you know, the Sun Belt opponent on your schedule will certainly send a message to the rest of the league.
Hey, Matt, before we run out of time, clarify for us exactly – I heard you say next year. There was some confusion, we thought, about when Tech was actually coming into the league. But it is next year?
Fall.
Yeah, yes, sir. You know, Louisiana Tech announced that at their first official home game this year on their Jumbotron that they will be entering the Sun Belt next July. We have not heard officially from the Sun Belt Conference on that. You know, I've talked to Ryan Ivey about if we can expect word from the Sun Belt on that. It sounds like they're still in the works of maybe formalizing an official announcement, but Louisiana Tech has announced to its fans that, yes, they will enter the Sun Belt next July.
Yes, and which puts in jeopardy next year's game that was the return trip for Louisiana Tech to Hattiesburg. Matt, last week, Southern Miss fans pointed at the Appalachian State game saying that this was the game that we would be able to tell what this Southern Miss team was. And I think on that same token, Louisiana Tech fans are pointing at the Southern Miss game saying, this is the game we can see where this Louisiana Tech team is at. Yes?
No, there's without question. Because, again, I think you're looking at Southern Miss right now that you're probably playing the best quarterback that you're going to play. You know, if you're Louisiana Tech, you're probably yep. playing the best quarterback that you can in quite some time. And especially with two straight games, you know, after this against, you know, frankly, some bad competition, UTEP and Kennesaw State, who you should beat. So I think this is a great opportunity for Louisiana Tech to win. And for Southern Miss, this is probably the best defense that they're going to go up against, frankly, by season's end. So I would definitely expect this offense is going to have a huge challenge. But if they meet at Southern Miss, I certainly would expect them to be in contention for the Sun Belt title.
All right, Matt, we sure appreciate your input. Good stuff, man. We're really excited. We're glad. I think I speak for myself and a lot of Southern Miss fans. We're glad to have Tech come into the Sun Belt, and we look forward to playing in football every year. Of course, it's a great baseball rivalry. As well, you notice how I got baseball in the first second.
Yeah.
So, Matt, we're looking forward to it, and we thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right. We are at Peak Physical Therapy in Laurel, Mississippi, and we're about to talk to some of the therapists. Kelly is about to get on the treadmill, and we're going to see how long Kelly can go at 5 miles an hour.
What is the treadmill? Which one
well,
is that?
Well, the therapist is about to show
it's
you,
not.
Kelly.
It's not the food table, Kelly.
No,
it's
no,
not
no.
over there. It's this
don't
way.
Near the food.
Oh, it's that machine
yeah, this
right
one.
There?
Yeah.
They are officially guarding the food table
right.
based
all
on our advice.
All these fancy machines.
We'll
here.
Be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, we're glad you are. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. Thousands of you tune into that every month. Kelly's been gone for 2 weeks. Podcast numbers went way up. But he's back now.
I'm under contract, so whatever.
Catch it on all major podcast platforms, of course. And I want to thank, of course, all of our normal studio sponsors. Today we're on the road. We're in Laurel. Happy to be here. Peak Physical Therapy. Beautiful facility here. Having a grand opening today.
And I know we're going to talk about it in a minute, but you guys always ridicule me about my food. And I'm looking at Ben Winpigler over there, and he's on that food like Oprah on a cheesecake. and he's sitting there making fun of me. You know,
but he is the star of the Ben Winpigler show.
On
WLAU.
So
that carries a lot of clout here in Laurel.
For sure.
Yes, there's no question. Yeah. Brady Church is a physical therapist here, and Mr. Joey Cooley, you're the owner, am I correct?
We're actually partners.
You're partners.
That's
oh,
right.
Well, that's great. Okay.
Imagine a Cooley being in Jones County, somebody named Cooley in Jones County.
That's well, Brady, give us a little rundown. Let our listeners know about how Peak Physical Therapy came to be today.
Sure. Well, Joey Cooley's been in the area for a long time. I relocated here because my wife's hometown. And we kind of joined forces a few years ago and were treating and decided we wanted to kind of go our own route, break away from big corporate PT and be independent so that we could do things the way we want to do them and basically make the patient truly the center of how we do our care. And so mm-hmm. he and I joined and partnered and bought ourselves out of a previous franchise, and now we've been on our own since June, and we're having our grand opening just to kind of let everybody know we're ready to start treating and go a new direction.
Joey, what are the advantages of being an independent physical therapy clinic, you think?
Well, a lot of it's about free choice. I mean, you have a choice that you can choose where you want to go. And also with us, it's allowing us to be more patient-driven versus maybe a corporation or a hospital or a physician's office. We work with the patient to reach their goals. And so not that we don't need a doctor or don't need a hospital or whatever, but we want to work with them and help the patient be a little more independent in trying to reach those goals.
Mm-hmm. Well, physical therapy is very, very valuable, and not that my story matters at all, but years ago, it was really a trainer combined with a physical therapy clinic that helped me get over severe back injury that I hadn't worked for 3 weeks when I first started going. And so I'm a believer in physical therapy. But in Mississippi, you have to have a prescription from a doctor. Is that correct?
No longer is that correct. As of a year ago, now have what's called direct access in the state of Mississippi, which we were the 49th state to approve.
I'm glad to hear that.
But that allows quicker access to care. Now, obviously, if it's a severe situation that we need imaging, we obviously recommend utilizing urgent care, things like that. But for the typical orthopedic aches, pains, strains that come up, you can come direct to physical therapy. We can treat you. Your insurance covers it just the same.
Well, I'm really glad that I asked that question because I didn't know that. And I always thought that was just a ridiculous, a ridiculous law. Don't you, Kelly, that you couldn't see a physical therapist if you felt like you needed one without a doctor?
No, it's all about insurance and following that corporate, like they were talking about. And I know that Joey Cooley is highly skilled and intelligent because he spent some time in Ames, Iowa.
At Iowa State. They were sharing that over here a few minutes ago.
And I want to talk about the evolution, Joey, of the business as a whole, because back in the day, so to speak, I'd never heard of physical therapy.
Correct.
But it seems like it has really been a business that has come into its own, say, as the baby boomers have aged. Kind of take us through the evolution of the industry and the profession of physical therapy.
Well, you're right. When I first started out, I was an athletic trainer, and I was at Jones with my uncle, who was Sim Cooley. I worked there with him and just kind of fell into the profession, to be honest. It was as an athletic trainer, student trainer, that's how I got to Iowa State. I left Jones, went to Iowa State. At that time, I decided maybe a little more the medical versus the sports side of it, and I came back and worked some at a hospital and saw what physical therapy was. At that point, there was very few, very, very few. In fact, Mississippi at that time had one school. They took 24 students a year. I didn't get in the first year, so I ended up in Texas and went to school out there and got a degree and came back and worked here. And at the time, I think the two or three therapists in the whole county, and now I would think there's 50, 60, 70 therapists working. And so it's evolutionized that much in the last 30, 40 years. I mean, now it's utilized a lot more pre-op, prevention after surgeries. I mean, there's so much that physical therapy do. Like you say, the baby boomers are aging, but people just want to stay healthy, be functional. So it's definitely evolutionized over the last 40 years for sure.
And you talked about how few they were accepting in the schools. Has that increased the number of PT students?
Yes. In fact, I think about maybe 10 years ago, William & Carey University in Hattiesburg actually opened a physical therapy school, which allows, I think they take about 30 students a year. Only University Medical Center in Jackson and William & Carey have it in Mississippi. It's still a very demanding profession, and it has become from a BS degree into a doctorate of physical therapy. So which that means is you have to have an undergraduate degree, meet the criteria applying to go to a PT school, and then you apply to the doctoral program, which is a three-year doctorate, and you come out with a DPT.
Brady, I know cost is obviously a factor for everyone. Can you guys, if a patient wants to reach out to you, can you walk them through the process of what their insurance will pay and help them understand that?
Definitely. We have a team here that takes your benefits, verifies them, and just basically say, hey, this is what it's going to look like for you specifically. Now, the other thing we have, let's say someone doesn't have insurance coverage, and there's a lot of people that are wanting to go this route now, and they want to say, you know what, I don't want to go through insurance or I don't have it. Do you have a cash pay option? We do. And we think it's a very affordable cash pay option. And so we take most major insurances, or if they prefer a cash option, we have that set up as well.
How has the Affordable Care Act, Is the Affordable Care Act, does it do a good job, or what could it do better making sure that the physical therapy was more all-encompassing? Neither one of you are smiling at this.
That's a That's a tough question with lots of layers. And that's why a lot of people are wanting to go cash pay, because of the layers. You have to get lots of pre-authorization, and all this stuff has to be pre-approved before we can even start. And with that time, you know.
Also, they have a very high deductible, which becomes, you know, that becomes a problem. If you have $5,000, $6,000, $10,000 deductible, we're not going to reach. We're never going to get that at a high level. Mm-hmm. Even seeing us, you know, 12 visits or whatever it takes. So some people would do the option, like he says, the cash pay, which would, you know, you'd never reach the end of that deductible even for it to start paying. So you still come out of pocket.
It is interesting, though, how the politicians say, oh, it's all encompassing. You've got all those benefits. Yeah. Well, not if you can't use the benefits.
Right.
Well, here's another thing that bothers me, Brady. The insurance company decides how many treatments you can receive when you're the one that really knows how many treatments I need.
Correct. And a lot of insurances have a cap, just like you said, 20 visits, 40 visits. And they think that if us or the doctor say, well, we think you need more, that they're going to automatically approve those visits. But that's not really the case. I mean, if you have a cap, you have a cap. But that just depends on your benefits. But, again, we do have options if we reach those caps to try and work with the patient so that they can get the care they need.
I would actually think, too, that a cash pay system would, it, from an administrative standpoint, be better for you guys, that you don't have to be billing things out and return envelopes and stamps and all that. I'm just guessing.
If you go to a lot of PTs in big cities are running cash pay options, and that's how they're running their models. And like you said, it's very low overhead from a staff standpoint. But I think in Laurel, I think the insurance system still is the norm.
Okay.
And so we are definitely going to stay in the insurance world, but still offer cash pay for those who do want to go that route.
Joey, what is the message you would like to send to the community now about peak physical therapy?
I think basically you have a choice. You know, the choice of physical therapy, I mean, there's physician-owned practices, there's hospitals, but you still, as a patient, have a choice. Mm-hmm. You know, pick the best place for yourself. And like, we'd like to at least be in that game, that we're an option.
I got you. Now, Brady, physical therapy is designed to rehabilitate.
That's right.
You're a Pittsburgh Steeler fan.
That's
You've learned that Kelly is a Bengal fan. Is there anything you can do to rehabilitate Kelly and the Cincinnati Bengals?
No, more important, Joe Burrow. Could you get Joe Burrow back before 3 months?
Look, I give it all I've got with all my patience, but as a Steeler fan, if he showed up here, I may pull back just a tad until after Steeler week. Until after Steeler, but then I'd give them all I got.
Wow. I'm glad we're just joking about that. I don't even know when we play you guys, but I don't want any trouble.
I don't either.
And usually we don't give you any trouble.
Well, they bully your people.
That's right.
Remember when a coach said that against the Patriots?
Yeah.
Said they were bullying our wide receivers.
Yeah. New age coach Zach Taylor. There. So you guys are opening today. How long? Hours? You open on weekends? Tell us about
Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 is our appointments. We close at 5. On Fridays, we leave an hour early, but we have pretty convenient scheduling options for most people.
Quick example of the types of things that people may be dealing with that you guys can help them with. Now that they can just come here and talk to you, don't have to go to a doctor.
Most people know traditional physical therapy situations, back pain, neck pain, shoulder, knee, like the typical orthopedic stuff. But we also have a couple niches called pelvic health and TMJ facial stuff that is like a little niche area of PT that is really thriving. So we're wanting to get that out there.
All right, Brady, you going to come back and do picks with us?
Absolutely. I'm ready.
All right. Well, believe me, you'll know more than anybody on this show. We are at Peak Physical Therapy in Laurel. We're very, very grateful that they invited us here for their grand opening. Kelly, look behind you. You see food, buddy.
If they got turf toe, I'm not sure.
We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Howdy, howdy, All right, everybody, welcome back. The Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the road today at Peak Physical Therapy here in Laurel. We're delighted to be here. They're having their grand opening, so everybody needs to come by. Man, they got a great food spread here. And what?
The star of the Bid and Windpiggler show.
Yeah,
he got in on it.
He's pretty much taking a lot of the food. Kelly, what's wrong with you? You haven't.
I'm working, Bob. I'm a dedicated professional.
Okay.
I'm here at the desk.
Do you iron your pants at all? Is that?
This is radio, Dima. Okay, we're not on television.
He walked in with more wrinkles than my great grandmother had.
Yeah. So, well, and my Megadeth T-shirt on under this.
But. And Patrick McGee joins us, sports editor of the Times Picayune. And Patrick, he was complaining that Patrick knows Kelly, of course. He's going to do a high school football game tonight, and he's complaining that the school shirt they gave him has shrunk since last year. Have you ever experienced anything like that?
I'm not going to speculate on to why it's not fitting him all of a sudden, but maybe he should check his dryer set.
The dryer set.
I like
that's
that.
What it is.
Yeah.
Okay, Patrick.
Clearly, you didn't dry your pants. That's
Patrick,
for sure.
You know, since I lost the Redskins, I'm trying really hard to become a Saints fan, and I'm struggling, Patrick. It's been kind of difficult here early. Is it going to get better?
Well, I mean, you picked a fine time. You had a good 16 years ago where you really could have jumped on board, but you just kind of sounds like you just had bad
Correct.
Timing. But I mean, the Saints are, you know, at this point, I would say is about as mediocre as it gets. You know, you see moments where you say, oh, you know, not so bad, but you never really, you know, through the first two games, they've had a chance there in the fourth quarter. But at the same time, you're thinking they're not going to get over the hump. You know, it's just you just didn't see it happen. And right now, you're still count me among the skeptics that this team is going to kind of put together a run here at some point. Right now, you know, going on the road to Seattle, you lost two at home. Yeah, you had a chance in both games, but this team on the road, it's just kind of hard to see them being really a team that can go to Seattle and win.
Yeah, then Buffalo's right after that, right?
Yeah, I mean it's like getting. I mean, they had a couple of winnable games at home with the 49ers team that was hobbled by Mac Jones, and Mac Jones suddenly looked like a Pro Bowl quarterback. That's usually
right.
a sign of a team's not that great if a backup can kind of come in and throw three touchdowns to lead them to a victory on the road.
Yeah, one more question for me before the guys get in here. I don't know that you could totally blame the Rattler, because it seems to me, Patrick, he has made some good throws in the first couple of games, really good throws at times that the receivers just did not catch.
Yeah, I mean, there have been a fair amount of drops. I mean, Rattler has missed on an important pass or two, but overall he's been fairly solid. I mean, he's thrown three touchdowns both in this last game, no interceptions so far. You know, really, you could tell he's really playing hard. Had a couple of runs where he kind of showed that scrambling ability, showed his toughness. I think, you know, the guys like playing with him, but it's just, you know, you got to be really good at the quarterback position to win in this league. And he's, you know, and maybe Rattler can get there. He's probably shown me a little bit more than I expected out of him. But really, where does his progression take him? I don't know. I don't know how high his ceiling is, and I'm somebody who thinks that he's probably not going to get a whole lot better than he is right now.
And you don't have to win the division in order to get in the NFL playoffs, but now when you look at the way the NFC South is shaping up, let me tell you something. The Atlanta Falcon defense is really good, and the grit that Tampa Bay shows with your boy Baker Mayfield, Bob.
Yeah, they're tough.
I mean, Tampa Bay and Atlanta look to be pretty doggone good. How do you see it, Patrick, right now?
Yeah, no, those are two teams that look like, you know, they got a shot at the playoffs. Tampa especially, I'm a believer in what they've built there. They're a team that's going to, you know, put up those 11 wins a season, almost feels like, for the next 3 or 4 years with what they built there. So, I don't see the Saints really hanging that well with either. Maybe they can pick off one from the Falcons, but they're not going to beat the Buccaneers in either of those games, I wouldn't suspect. And Carolina's probably going to be a toss-up in both of those games. The Saints are probably right there with Carolina, looking up at both Atlanta and Tampa.
Now, when you talk to a lot of Saints fans, they'll say, in their opinion, nothing is going to change in New Orleans until Mickey Loomis either retires or gets canned. The relationship between Gale Benson and Mickey Loomis, how would you describe that, Patrick? And is that a realistic possibility anywhere in the near future?
I mean, it feels like it's Mickey Loomis's decision is what it feels like. He's obviously been there since before Sean Payton. You know, I mean, he played a big part in really building a team that was exceptional for a decade. But you know, they've had some misses on draft picks, and it just this team is not built to win in the NFL. It just doesn't have the depth you need to do that. So, I mean, it's, to me, it feels like there has to be changes. There have to be changes made. But right now, it's kind of hard to see that happening under Mickey Loomis's leadership.
Yeah, and Patrick, kind of speaking off of that, you know, this season, I don't think anybody expected real great things from the Saints as far as, you know, reaching the playoffs or whatnot. You know, but there was some promises, like you're saying, with Rattler, some of the players where they could maybe build a better roster for next season, the following season, you know, so maybe can get themselves in a nice little draft position going into next spring.
Yeah, I mean, looking ahead, this is going to be a rebuild that takes, you know, a good 2 to 3 years at least. I mean, you have to feel good about what Kelvin Banks has done so far at left tackle. Mm-hmm. Maybe Penning steps up there at the guard position once he gets out there. He's questionable for this week. It remains to be seen in Fuaga. I think it's somebody that's really solid at right tackle. And obviously, McCoy is a guy that's going to be playing for a few more years, and he's really good. So you get an offensive line that you can kind of build around this point, and you're going to add to it and add depth. But they got to get younger and better on the defensive front, you know, front seven. So there's lots of different areas to address, but, I mean, it's going to take 2 to 3 drafts, really, to kind of build the depth this team needs.
Right, because to me it's like they haven't played, like, horrible football by any means. Like, it's not like they're just going out there and getting wiped off the field. So there's promise there. They just, like you're saying, they don't have the offense or the quarterback, or really the defense, to win consistently at an NFL level.
Okay, so they don't have a quarterback, they don't have an offense, they don't have a defense.
but they have the makings of a good offense defense in 2 or 3 years if they were to put themselves in a draft position, get some trades.
Yeah.
You know, so it's what I'm saying, it's not just doomsday for the New Orleans Saints from now on, if that makes sense.
And they've been competitive up to this point.
Yeah, I mean, they could have driven to take the lead in both the games, last two games. They had the ball to drive to take the lead against the 49ers, and then they had a catch in the end zone to tie the game against the Cardinals. So, yeah. But the next 2 weeks are a wash. So.
Yeah. You don't give them much chance on the road the next 2 weeks against Seattle and Buffalo, Patrick?
I mean, Seattle, I guess they got a shot. Buffalo, no, they don't really have a shot. Then you have the Giants come to town on October 5th, and that's probably a winnable game. Patriots, maybe a winnable game. But, yeah, I mean, I think this team's going to hang around as long as they stay fairly healthy and be competitive in these games. But it just feels like they're still just a step behind, and whether they're going, you know, make progress remains to be seen.
All right, Patrick, give me your top three NFL teams at this point.
Oof. I mean, I guess you got to go Bills, Eagles. Man, I don't know. It's so early to say this right now, but I don't know if I would go obviously to a third team. I mean, Chiefs certainly aren't there right now. I don't know who that third team is. Say that again.
The Ravens?
Ravens, sure, yeah, Ravens. Ravens are always going to be there, but, you know, they just can't, you know, they can't get that breakthrough in the playoffs. So, yeah, those are three good teams right there.
The Ravens kind of remind me of the Southern Miss baseball team.
Yeah.
Consistently very good, get in the playoffs, play really well in the playoffs, and get right to the brink and lose that last game.
I really think you guys talk the Chiefs aren't what they used to be. I think the Bills may be the team.
I'm going to say in the NFC, I'm going to say watch out for the Packers. I really liked what I've seen from the Packers so far in the first 2 weeks. You know, they beat the Lions pretty handily. They beat your boys, the Commanders, the next week. And they have a pretty simple schedule the next couple of weeks. They got Browns, Cowboys. I can't remember the next team they play. But watch out for the Packers. I think they're the team to beat in the NFC.
I agree.
Yeah. And, Patrick, you like I'm assuming you like Tampa in the Saints division. It'd be hard to pick against Mayfield and that group.
Right, yeah. I mean, if you're good at – they're good at quarterback position, really solid across the field. So, yeah, Tampa.
Yeah. Atlanta does appear to be good, but I don't know about that quarterback. How good is he, really, you think, Kelly?
Well, Penix, I thought
I would take Penix on the Saints.
I thought he – he knows what his limitations are and has, and really they should have won their first game. They lost it in the
yes.
in the last
few seconds. And they should have beat the Bucks. That's where they're playing.
Yeah, and the defense that against the Vikings was just stellar. I mean, yeah. Atlanta's got a great defense, mm-hmm. and anytime you got a great defense,
now to be fair. The Vikings have a Michigan quarterback, so that would make sense.
Patrick, you are right. The Saints made that backup quarterback for the 49ers look like Johnny Unitas, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean,
who?
Yeah. I knew who Mac Jones was because the Saints just absolutely destroyed him like 2 years ago, and then he comes out there and he struggled to start with, but once he got hot, the Saints couldn't do anything with him. He was just eating him up.
All right, my friend, you know we appreciate you very much. Go eat some good food tonight in our honor. Would you do that?
All right, I can do that.
All right. Patrick McGee, everybody, sports editor of the Times-Picayune. You know, I say that with great pride, Kelly. He was with us, and he made it to the big time and didn't forget us.
And newspapers, the Times-Picayune is still going strong.
And I think that's a good thing.
I agree.
We'll be back. Time for football picks, and we're going to bring in one of the therapists from Peak Physical Therapy here in Laurel. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I don't think we could have ended the week any better than to come here to Peak Physical Therapy. It's just been a great scene, man. They got a lot of people here for their grand opening, got a lot of good food, got a beautiful new 7-week-old baby here? I mean, my gosh, there ain't nothing any prettier than that. Brady, thanks for having us here, man. You got a good turnout.
We appreciate you having coming by. We love having you here.
I think people are happy about your new facility
here.
I
think so, too.
Hey, really quick, before we get into the picks, you and Kelly were talking about something, and I'd like for you to get that across to listeners, too. Preventive physical therapy.
Yes.
What did you mean by that?
Preventative physical therapy. We all know that as we age, we're going to get weaker. We're going to have falls, balance issues. You don't have to wait until you have the fall to seek out care and treatment. And so another thing I want to expand on a little bit, too, that most people and listeners need to hear is that we offer a service called pelvic health therapy. We have a therapist who's training and is certified in it for men and women who experience any kind of issues related to their pelvis, and they can talk to their doctors about that. But, you know, urinary incontinence, pain with, you know, sex, things like that are important to people. And we have a therapist that specializes in that.
And you also have a Parkinson's specialist.
That's
which
correct.
It just seems like everybody, heaven forbid, but it seems like everybody's getting Parkinson's.
Correct. She specialized in, as a certification, in treating specifically Parkinson's related issues.
It's a full service, and people can come here of their own volition.
That's correct.
Talk to you guys. You'll help them set up the financial questions they have and get in therapy. And I can't tell
Definitely.
You how happy I am. I'm a year behind, but you educated me that's gone anymore, that you don't have to, because that's another expense.
Get the referral from the doctor, you mean?
Correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
Correct.
And I don't want it to sound like we aren't working alongside the doctors. We are still an extension of the doctor's care.
Sure.
But you no longer, from an insurance standpoint, have to have the referral.
I got
so
you.
That's
okay.
That is nice.
They're easy
right.
to get here, too. 16th Avenue, turn.
Right.
If you're coming north, just turn left on 20th and the right here.
And when you park, we're steps away from your car to the front door. With some facilities, you park and you have to walk and you, a lot of these people have issues walking. Here, you park right outside our door, and you're in the front door, and you're ready to go.
All right, you're going to do picks with us?
Let's do it. I'll try.
Let's go, Dima.
All right, let's start with the Sun Belt games. Coastal Carolina, which I think, guys, has been one of the biggest disappointments. They've just been terrible. They're going to take the road at South Alabama to start their Sun Belt play. South Alabama is a 16-point favorite. The over-under is 51.5.
I like the Jags, but they're not going to cover 16.5.
No cover, 16.5?
Yeah, I like the Jaguars, but in a closer game.
I used to live in Fairhope, Alabama. I'm going all in on the Jags.
All right, there we go.
Are they going to cover the 15?
They're going to cover it.
Yeah, I think they're going to cover, too. I think Coastal's been horrible. You know, they got blown out at home against East Carolina last week, like 30-0.
East Carolina's not bad, but they're not 30-0
better. Yeah, but they're not 30-0 better than Coastal. So Marshall on the road at Middle Tennessee, both teams 1-2. Middle Tennessee's a 2.5-point dog at home against the Thundering Herd.
Well, I think the Thundering Herd can beat Middle Tennessee. I don't think these are two great teams, but I think I like the Thundering Herd at that point.
Middle Tennessee can't play dead in a John Wayne Western.
Right.
I'll take Marshall to cover.
Okay, 3.5.
I'm going geographical here. I used to live in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm going MTSU.
Oh, okay.
There we go. All
He's
right.
on the board. Yeah, I'll take Marshall as well.
Home loyalty.
Both teams are terrible, but it was the closest spread of the Sun Belt. So, all right, Illinois, 3-0 Illinois, number 9 Illinois, at Indiana, number 19th Indiana, both 3-0. 6.5-point favorites are the Hoosiers against the Fighting Illini.
I went to college in the state of Indiana. I'm going Indiana.
Hoosiers.
Are you telling me that Illinois is the 9th-ranked team in the country?
Yeah, they're pretty good, Bob.
Illinois?
It's the Big Ten, Bob.
And they're a dog.
They're a 6.5-point underdog.
To who?
Indiana.
I'm going with the Hoosiers.
Okay.
Well, Indiana wins the game, but they don't cover.
I'm with Kelly. I think Indiana wins by a field goal, so I have Illinois covering that spread.
Illinois is in the top.
Yeah, they're good.
They're really good. All right, Michigan, 21th-ranked Michigan, at Nebraska, undefeated Huskers, 1.5-point underdog to the Wolverines.
I'm going Nebraska at home.
Me too, and they cover.
I'm going with Nebraska. Michigan may not win another game until they play Ohio State.
What is Dima even bringing up a Michigan game
for? It's very true. It's very true. You can say that all week, too, and I will agree with you that Ohio State will not beat them until they do it. All right, yeah, I'm going to take Nebraska as well. I like them at home. Before the Southern Miss game, interesting game here. Undefeated Tulane, at Ole Miss, only a 12-point Rebel favorite against the Green Wave.
I think Ole Miss wins the game, but I think they have a little bit of a quarterback issue after Jackson Dart graduated. I'm going to take Tulane in the points.
Okay, so Ole Miss wins, Tulane covers.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I think one of the easiest bets on the board tomorrow is Tulane in the points. That's my lock.
Okay.
No, but Ole Miss wins, but Tulane covers.
Well, I think Ole Miss is going to put it all together and run away with it. Like, that's what I think. I think they're going to take care of it.
I'm with Brady. These group of five games, everybody's like, oh man, they might compete
and
with
then,
them. Whatever.
And then
it's just
sets in.
20-point win. You know, so.
Oh, I think Ole Miss wins the game.
I have Ole Miss covering the 12 points.
I think Ole Miss
you're telling me
good.
Ole Miss can't win by two touchdowns? I mean, I think that's very likely.
I think Ole Miss has a lot of.
Oh, we got it. All right, here we go. Southern Miss, La Tech, very quick. Who do you got, Bob?
Southern Miss wins the game by a touchdown.
Southern Miss wins and covers.
I agree, Southern.
I said 20-17, Southern Miss.
There we go. Brady, thank you very much.
Guys,
man.
Thanks for coming out. Appreciate
Peak
it.
Physical therapy here at Laurel. We highly recommend it. And we sure appreciate the hospitality.
I'm going to have some cake.
That wraps up the Eagle Hour for this week. Good luck to the Golden Eagles tomorrow. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.